Dark clouds for agriculture. During the first half of the 1930s, much of the nation faced devastating drought. Numerous dust storms swept away valuable layers of topsoil across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, New Mexico, and Colorado. These dust storms were made worse by the practice of plowing fields and leaving the soil exposed before planting in the spring. The relentlessly blowing winds turned these areas into the Dust Bowl. Thousands of farmers were forced to move from the dust-blown deserts of shattered dreams. President Roosevelt sent direct aid to provide relief for the hungry and homeless in the Dust Bowl, and the USDA took action to stop soil erosion. Hugh Hammond Bennett, a soil conservationist and USDA scientist, fought to bring the problem of erosion to national attention. Bennett supported the passage of a Soil Conservation Act to create a soil conservation service at the USDA. The Soil Conservation Act was passed immediately after a dust storm from the Midwest engulfed the Capitol in April 1935. This new law declared soil erosion a menace to the national welfare and authorized broad powers to attack the problem. The USDA's soil conservation programs were designed to help farmers change the way they farmed in order to prevent erosion. Members of the Civilian Conservation Corps provided much of the labor to plant native grasses and trees and helped build ponds on many farms and public lands.